59 on Phoenix. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munzo Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Vice President describes attempts to hold state funeral without President Ijilema's involvement as treasonous. Stakeholders react to presidential address on Edgar Lungu's funeral. And in Global News, Kenyan police officer arrested after protests over blogger's death in custody. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Vice President Mutalena Lumango has described attempts to conduct a state funeral for late former President Edgar Lungu without the involvement of President Hakainde Hichilema as treasonous. In a charged session of the Vice President's question time in Parliament this morning, Mrs. Nalumango has wondered whether there can be a state without a head of state, warning members of the opposition that they are moving on a dangerous path. Responding to Matera Member of Parliament, Miles Sampa, who wanted to know whether government will honor the wishes of the bereaved family for President Hakainde Hichilema not to attend the funeral, Mrs. Nalumango has criticized the opposition for politicizing the mourning period, urging them to respect the grieving family and the nation's collective loss. She has assured the nation that government is committed to honoring the wishes of the bereaved family during the mourning period, and the administration is actively listening to the family's concerns in an effort to foster national unity and harmony. Mrs. Nalumango has called for unity during the mourning period, urging all Zambians to honor the late president with dignity and refrain from politicizing the funeral proceedings.
Being in your position doesn't make the president not your president. And that is where the confusion starts from. Late Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu was our president. We agree.
Oh, the honorable member for Nakonde. Honorable member Nakonde.
I don't think he understands what he's shouting about. He was the president. There was no alternative president. There was no parallel government. Like they want to put it, that they can have a state funeral without the head of state. Is that not treasonous? You want to remove the head of state?
Patriots for Economic Progress leader and Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says President Hakainde Hichilema's national address last night failed to provide a way forward on the impasse between government and late former President Edgar Lungu's family regarding funeral arrangements. Mr. Tembo says President Hichilema's address on Mr. Lungu's funeral was deficient as it did not address the pertinent issues at hand. He has questioned why government is insisting on taking possession of Mr. Lungu's body in South Africa and why President Hichilema wants to attend the funeral despite the family's objections. Mr. Tembo has also criticized government's behavior towards Mr. Lungu during his illness, alleging that they restricted the former head of state's movements and prevented him from seeking medical attention. He has urged President Hichilema to respect the family's wishes and allow them to repatriate Mr. Lungu's body and control the funeral program, further stating that giving Mr. Lungu a state funeral is not a favor but a right, as he is entitled to one as a former president.
It is our considered view that his address to the nation did not go far enough to address the impasse that is currently ongoing regarding the funeral arrangements of the 60th Republican president. These are people who are grieving. These are people who have just lost their loved ones. So when you are engaging them as a government, you are engaging these people, the family. You need to engage them with humility. You can't engage them with arrogance. And yet they feel that you contributed to the demise of their loved ones. It means you can't make progress. It's a matter of common sense.
Meanwhile, social anthropologist Dr. James Muswanda has described President Ijilema's national address last night as an important first step towards resolving the ongoing impasse between the state and the Lungu family, while saying it was insufficient. Dr. Muswanda has noted that the Lungu family's revelation that the late former president had explicitly instructed that President Ijilema should stay away from his funeral underscores the deep hatred that existed between the two leaders, a rift he says the nation must now work to heal.
The president's remark 7 days later is welcome in the sense that it presents the first step to resolving this issue. It's not sufficient, but it is an important first step. Better late than never. But after this, we need a national dialogue where we sit down and look at how we treat each other in terms of politics. Politics should not lead to death. Politics should not lead to destroying livelihoods. Politics should not lead to permanent hatred. What is emerging from the Lungu case is that even after the burial of Mr. Lungu, whichever way it will be, it's unlikely that the Lungu and the Ichilema families can be friends.
A consortium of over 13 civil society organizations has urged government to secure realistic financing, targeted interventions, and a fair taxation system to meet the global goal on adaptation for climate change. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, CSO representative Salatio Daka revealed a $16 billion funding gap required to implement Zambia's nationally determined contributions for climate mitigation and adaptation by 2030. Mr. Daka explains that despite pledges of $6 billion, only $1.2 billion has been mobilized to date, leaving the country unable to deliver on its climate commitments. He says between 2022 and 2023, Zambia lost approximately $360 million in tax revenues due to exemptions granted in the extractive sector, and warned that the current tax regime places an unfair burden on poor households while allowing multinational corporations to shift profits to tax havens. Mr. Daka has called on government through the Ministries of Finance, Green Economy and Environment, and the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, to overhaul the tax system before Conference of Parties COP30.
Zambia requires $17.2 billion United States dollars in line with the NDC implementation framework of 2023 and over $60 billion United States dollars needed to implement our NDCs, the NAB and the Green Growth Strategy by 2030. However, the country has not received adequate financial support, both domestic and external, to effectively implement these targets. Zambia has a deficit of $16 billion United States dollars to mobilize for its successful implementation of NDCs for mitigation and adaptation before 2030. It's worth noting that Zambia's current tax system places a heavy tax burden on the poor while protecting the rich.
The organizations include ActionAid Zambia, Access Health Zambia, Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, and Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, among others. The Department of Immigration, through its Lusaka Regional Office, has apprehended 41 male suspects during a routine operation conducted in several parts of the capital city, including Komesa Market, Kanyama, Chawama, Kamwala South, and Kabwata. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namanti Nshinka says those apprehended for various immigration-related offences include 30 Burundians, 6 Tanzanians, 4 Congolese, and 1 Zambian who was apprehended for obstructing immigration officers in the execution of their duties. Meanwhile, Mr. Nshinka says the Chipata Regional Immigration Office has secured the convictions of 3 Malawian nationals, namely Joseph Mwale, Paolo Wariat, and Tokozani Piri, 24, for unlawful entry. Ms. Anchinga says the Kafue Immigration Office also secured 9 immigration-related convictions on the same day, and these included 5 Zimbabwean nationals convicted for failing to report to the nearest immigration